I think trick-or-treating is still on tap.
That's what Shannon Powell's kids, Andrew and Olivia, sure hope, along with other trick-or-treaters in the Northeast who experienced a weekend storm that dumped more than 2 feet of ice and heavy snow in some areas.
We cannot trick-or-treat on our street.
The suburban New York mother says thanks to downed wires in front of her house and elsewhere in the neighborhood, half of her cul-de-sac is closed and without power.
We might just pick a part of town where people have electricity.
Powell says at least there's a bright side. Both kids think it's spooky to be in a cold, dark house on Halloween. I'm Matt Small.